10 years ago, members of the United Nations agreed to a landmark plan to help stabilize the world's population. Today in London, advocacy groups released a progress report on those ambitious goals, and the world received mixed grades. Advocates say some of the shortcomings are due to funding shortfalls and a change of administration in the White House since 1994. NPR's Richard Harris reports from London.
First, the good news. The report card finds progress in some important areas. Women today are more likely to have access to birth control measures than ever before, and more women than ever serve in legislatures around the world. Amy Cohen from Population Action International says that's one index of the improved status of women, which is a core principle of the Population Conference 10 years ago.
The other thing is that we're seeing more girls enrolled in school. And remember why that's so important is that every year a girl stays in school, her chances of being a teen mom are greatly reduced, and her chances of living in poverty are also reduced.
The bad news, though, is bad indeed. Most notably, there has been no improvement in the rate of maternal deaths. Jill Sheffield from Family Care International says a mother dies every minute of every day.
40% of every pregnancy has a complication. 15% of every pregnancy has a life-threatening complication. The difference between London and Lagos is the speed and the quality of the care.
Clearly, this problem would be improved with better health care, but advocates say it would also be mitigated if birth control were more widely available than it is today. Fred Tsai of Ghana, who chaired the Population Conference 10 years ago, said a big part of the problem in Africa is the huge risk posed by unsafe back-alley abortions, the result of unintended pregnancies.
A straightforward public health problem with a known solution has been allowed to become the killing field for women in the developing countries, particularly Africa. With 12% of the world's population, Africa suffers 40% of the yearly abortion deaths. In some countries, 30 to 50% of maternal mortality is due to abortion.
That, in turn, is caused in part by poor access to contraception. Thuraya Obaid, who heads the UN Population Fund, says developed countries have gradually reduced funding for simple and inexpensive supplies, such as condoms.
In Africa, where there's so much HIV/AIDS spreading all over, it was calculated that a man has access to 3 condoms per year.
Part of that is that donor countries, including those in Europe and the United States, have shifted their funding priorities to improving governance in the developing world and to funding other aspects of development. But family planning is also a politically charged issue. The United States has suspended all funding to the UN Population Fund over the abortion issue, and Geeta Sen from India says the U.S. aid program there stresses abstinence and faithfulness.
We are dealing with ABC, meaning anything but condoms. And that's the way it's being interpreted on the ground. And you would think India, big country, you know, able to take care of itself far away from the U.S., would be able to withstand that. And in fact, we find that there is sort of this insidious creep even into our situation.
The U.S. government officially promotes the ABC strategy of abstinence, be faithful, and condoms. It did not send an official representative to the London meeting to explain its position. In fact, the meeting in London is not an intergovernmental event. It was organized by advocates who were frankly worried that having an official UN meeting would risk reopening a new political debate over the fragile consensus reached 10 years ago in Cairo. Richard Harris, NPR News, London.